Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today, I want to talk to you about how to declutter your budget. So this might sound a little surprising, but my family actually got our start with budgeting through minimalism. We started our journey with minimalism after I came across my now good friend, Ali Kasaza, and her life-changing course, Your Uncluttered Home. So this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, back when her course first came out. I was one of her very first students, and it was literally the catalyst moment for my intentional living journey. And that minimalism journey eventually spilled into every single aspect of my life. And minimalism, you know, is about decluttering and simplifying your home, your calendar, your relationships, and yes, even your budget. So there are so many benefits to living a simplified, clutter-free life. And gaining financial freedom can actually be one of them. And it was a huge part of our journey. So I wanted to just share today a few tips with you about how you can declutter and simplify your own budget. So first of all, we have to purge your old mindsets, right? So the mindset is always where we start. We always start at the mindset. It is the groundwork, the foundation for any journey, and you've got to get your mind right if you ever want to be successful with basically any goal. So just like household clutter, financial clutter can also steal your joy, and it can also steal your peace of mind. And if you are like in the middle of this journey and in survival mode right now, you're like, no kidding, it steals your joy, right? So you've got to start somewhere with your budget clutter. And I recommend starting with purging your old mindsets about money and budgeting. So a lot of people will think that a budget is super restricting and that it takes all of the fun out of your life. But a budget isn't any more restricting than having a cleaning schedule or making a to-do list. It's basically just writing out what you want to do with your money. And it is simply telling your money where to go on paper, right? It is about being intentional with your money and creating a plan for it and then sticking to it. So it's about learning to make your money work for you and not the other way around. So a lot of times we've got to start with purging that old mindset that a budget is restricting and that it means we'll never have fun again. And that is just not true. So start with your mindset, number one. Number two is to organize your paperwork. And just like a household declutter, you have got to throw out what you don't need. And then you have to sort and organize everything that's left and get it into one place. So what you want to do here is gather up all of your bills, your receipts, your statements, your check stubs, anything like that, and put it all in one place. I keep a 2-inch, 3-ring binder. It's like a medium-sized, thick binder. I've seen people do smaller binders, bigger binders. I've seen people do them different ways. But basically just a 3-ring binder is going to be great. Just get a few dividers and you can get this at the dollar store. This isn't something that's a really expensive investment. And basically you're just going to want to put everything in the same place so nothing can get lost. Simply keeping everything in one place and, you know, putting it inside that binder is going to just bring you so much peace of mind. And if you are interested in some worksheets, I do have a set of worksheets that I use. So I'll link to those in the show notes that you can find at asunnysideuplife.com/podcast. And you can find them in the show notes for this episode of the worksheets that I use. I do them printable. They are also available through Google Sheets as well. And that's a really great place to start if you've never made your own budgeting worksheets. So step three of decluttering your budget is to establish a rhythm. Again, think about this just like another household chore. Just like managing your household clutter, you want to establish a rhythm and a routine for keeping your budget clutter under control as well. So you'll want to have a designated spot for your incoming mail and your paper bills. So I personally will just stick mine in the front pocket of my budgeting binder so they don't get misplaced until payday. So if, you know, I go through my mail as soon as it comes in, I throw away the trash, I give my husband anything that's his, like a magazine or anything like that. I'll go ahead, if there's coupons, I'll go ahead and just put them in my coupon folder. And if it's a bill, I'll go ahead and just stick it right in the front pocket of my budgeting binder. And I know that on payday, that's where it'll be, right? Pretty simple. So you'll just want to establish a rhythm for when you pay bills as well, when you update your budgeting worksheets, and when you check in with your spending allowances. And this is going to take some trial and error to figure out what works best for your family, because I honestly believe that budgeting is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. But what I do is I recommend sitting down a few days before payday, the more in advance, the better. But, you know, sometimes our paychecks are unpredictable, so sometimes that might be hard for you. But just sitting down before payday, making a plan for your paycheck before you even get the money in your hands is the best thing to do. And this is getting a head start on it. This is being intentional with your money. And it really takes the guesswork out of payday and sets you up with a great plan ahead of time. So you're not just, you know, payday doesn't just happen and you're like, oh, I don't even know what to do, right? So you have a plan ahead of time. You are ahead of the game. That is really the best place to start. Then you'll want to sit down again with your budget first thing on payday. So if you can get up early, you know, before your kids wake up, before you have to go to work, is really the best. You know, sometimes that doesn't work out for all of us. It doesn't fit in our schedule. Like I said, make it work for your schedule. But as soon as possible on payday, before you have a chance to frivolously spend any money, on payday, you'll want to pay all of your bills first. Then set aside your spending allowances for things like gas, groceries, fun money, and all of that other kind of stuff. So what I do it with my fun money is I actually will transfer, I'm sorry, not fun money, spending allowance. What I will do with my spending allowance is I will actually transfer it into another bank account. So our paychecks will get direct deposited into one checking account, which is our bills account. I'll leave just enough to pay bills. Plus, I do a $10 buffer. Just, I don't like to see my bank account at zero when everything comes out. $10 makes the math super simple. So you can kind of do whatever you want for a buffer, but I do $10. Then my spending allowance, whatever my spending allowance is for the pay period, I will actually just transfer it into another bank account that has a debit card attached. Or if you are a cash family, you would want to go to the ATM or go to the bank and withdraw your cash right then. Keep that money separate. Then if there's any money left over, that is the money that should either be applied to debt or transferred to a savings account, depending on what goal you're working on at the time. And then after payday, you'll want to check in with your budget frequently during the budget period. So people who are beginners at budgeting might want to check in with their budgets every single day. I honestly did this when we very first got started. I would eat breakfast. As soon as we were done with breakfast, the kids would go and play. And I would just pull out the budget binder, check in real quick as soon as we finished breakfast. And that just became part of my morning routine. You could do this over your lunch break. You could do this at bedtime. You know, whatever worked for you. I would recommend when you first get started to check in with your budget every single day, just so you kind of stay on top of things until you start to feel more comfortable. And then you can eventually move into checking in every few days or once a week, somewhere in there. So during a budget check-in, you would want to just kind of check off your bills that have cleared your account, update your spending totals, and just kind of make sure everything is where it should be. Step number four is organizing your accounts. And I know I just kind of went into this, but let's dig into it a little bit more. So getting your accounts organized is going to be a huge step in your decluttering process. And I keep this part of my budget very simple because I believe that organized clutter is still clutter. So like I mentioned a second ago, I think that you should really have at least three main accounts. So whether you do this in a debit card form or cash, the main accounts that you need are going to be a bills account, a spending account, and at least one savings account. We'll talk about that in a second. In your bills account, you want to leave just enough for your bills, like I mentioned, until the next payday, and then a small buffer. So some people will do $10, some people will do $100, just whatever feels comfortable for you so your bank account doesn't have to hit zero. And some accounts will even have penalties if you go below a certain increment of money. So you want to know that if your bank penalizes you for going below $100 or below $500 or whatever it is, and you would want to make that your buffer, of course. So check with your bank if you aren't sure if that applies to your account. Then with your spending account, like I said, you could either transfer the money over and have a separate bank account, or you can withdraw the cash. So whatever works for you. And you'll want to know how much you're allowed to spend for the current budget period on things like gas or fuel for your car, groceries, restaurants, fun money, anything else like that. So I really keep that bills and that spending money separate, and that has been a huge game changer for us. So the third account that you'll want is a savings account, and you want at least one savings account. Some people will have multiple savings accounts, so you could have a separate account for your emergency fund, for your sinking fund, and for your next goal fund, or you could just have them all combined into one account, which is what we do. And then we just have them separated on paper. So again, whatever works best for you. Some people have even more than three and they really, really separate their savings. So like I said, trial and error, figure out what works best for you. But you will want to keep your emergency fund and savings. This is for unexpected things that will come up, and they will. So make sure that you're saving for your emergency funds. Then you'll want to have a sinking fund, which is for things like holidays or maintenance fees, any other irregular expense. And a sinking fund is basically where you can just slowly throw money into it over time. So it'd be like the example of saving for Christmas and you throw money into it every single month. So when Christmas comes, you're not overwhelmed with the burden of buying gifts for everyone. So you would actually be prepared. The next kind of savings fund that you will want is what I call a next goal fund. And this is where, you know, maybe once you're debt-free, or some people even would do this while they're on their debt-free journey, saving for things like a vacation or an upgrade in vehicle or something that's going to cost a pretty good amount of money, and they want to make sure that they're setting the money aside. So that's how I organize my bank accounts in a pretty short version there. So step five is to simplify your spending. Like I mentioned in tip number two, you'll want to keep your spending money separate from your bills money. And this is a huge step in decluttering your budget. This cuts out the guesswork on how much spending money you have left. And you're never going to accidentally spend your electric bill money on your groceries or anything like that. And it keeps everything in one nice, neat place. Once you have your spending money in place, then you have to decide how much you'll spend. So this is where you'll want to split your spending allowances into categories. I recommend, again, keeping this step super simple and as clutter-free as possible. I personally only use about 3 to 5 spending categories regularly, like gas, groceries, restaurants, fun money. Sometimes we'll throw in a category for a date night on a rare occasion when we have a date night. Babysitter, we have a babysitter regularly so I can work. So that goes into that account. Anytime we travel, anytime, you know, we would take our dog to the vet or the groomer or something like that, we would have a pet care category. But again, like those don't happen every single week. So make sure that you're making a unique budget every single pay period. and customizing your categories to fit your real life. So what applies to me might not apply to you and vice versa. So make sure that you are definitely customizing these categories to fit your real life and just to fit your spending habits as well. If you're using a debit card account, you can simply organize your spending allowances for each categories on a worksheet or in a notebook or in the notes of your phone or in an app. And if you use Google Sheets, which my worksheets are on Google Sheets, the budgeting worksheets that I have available, and you can actually get the Google Sheets app, which a lot of people don't know. You can get this app for free and you can share it with your partner and then you can update them in real time. And so it is an amazing free app that you can basically customize because you can make these worksheets your own, which is so amazing. If you are using cash, however, you can use the cash envelope system. A lot of people use this and a lot of people are successful with it, which is basically just where you keep an envelope for every single category of money and you keep the money separate like that and it stays nice and organized. You can throw your change back in the envelope. You can even, you know, keep a running total on the back of the envelope. So this works really well for a lot of people. Then you'll want to track your spending by writing down either handwritten or digital if you use an app, every single purchase you make and keep track of the running totals for each of those categories. So this will keep you aware of your spending and help you stay on budget. And again, this is trial and error. So if you aren't happy with how your spending is looking, if you're tracking your spending after the first budget period, you're not happy with how it looks, simply adjust it next budget period. That's really all you have to do. It's really that simple. It is a learning process, so give yourself some grace when you first start. All right, now let's talk about simplifying your bills. So like I mentioned back in tip number 4, you want to keep your bills money separate from your spending money. And this helps you rest assured that your bills are either paid or that the money will be available for anything that is still pending. So there's no worse of a feeling than forgetting that you wrote a check or forgetting that something is still pending and spending that bill's money at the grocery store or somewhere else. So when you're keeping this bill's money separate, you can rest assured that the money is in there, you are good to go, and that your spending money is completely separate and is not going to affect your bills whatsoever. So when organizing your bills account, what I do is I keep a master list of my bills for reference, and I call this a bills overview chart. This is basically a list of all of my bills. They're in due date order, they have a short description, they have an estimated amount, and then I can refer back to this every single budget period so nothing gets forgotten. And I even keep this in a plastic page protector, just one of those ones where you kind of slip the paper in. I keep it in the plastic page protector so it doesn't get torn up because I keep this and I refer to it every single budget period so nothing gets forgotten. I don't have to guess at when something's due. I have that kind of master list to help me. Another handy tip is to use a calendar specifically for your payday, for your paydays and for your bill due dates. So this will help you to just kind of get a better visual on your money and where things are going, when things are coming in, when things are leaving, all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't get cluttered up with your regular calendar. So I actually will keep a calendar in my budget binder that is just specifically for paydays and for bill due dates and all that kind of stuff. The thing is that when your bills are simplified and organized, you feel more comfortable just paying everything on payday or setting everything up on automatic payments because you know that the funds will actually be available. You're not juggling your bills and juggling your due dates anymore, which is exactly what we used to do back in the day. Also, a little side tip, if you find that your bills are consistently falling at inconvenient times, you can consider rescheduling your due dates to something that fits into your budget a little more easily. All right, let's go on to step number 7, which is simplifying your debt. So in terms of household clutter, I feel like debt is kind of that catch-all closet that you use as a dumping ground for all of your random junk. And you just kind of like close that door when company comes over and you make sure that no one ever sees it, right? So our debt is like our guilty catch-all clutter place of our money. And it is usually the last thing that we want to work on. Simplifying your debt can be pretty painful. Trust me, I've totally been there with my own $490,000 worth of debt. And it was one of the last things I did. I was 3 months into my budgeting journey before I got brave enough to add up my debt because I just wanted to avoid it. And it really hurts the first time that you see that total. And I remember it. I was definitely in tears when I added it up. But decluttering this part of your budget will bring you so much peace. And it is like that dreaded thing that you procrastinate on your to-do list. And once you do it, you guys, you know, you are going to feel amazing. It's actually pretty simple to do. It's the pain is in knowing the total, but it is actually pretty simple to do. So really all you have to do is gather up all of your debt information from either your paper statements or your online accounts and just keep a list, start a list. It doesn't have to be beautiful and perfect at first. Just grab some paper, scribble on it. You can always rewrite it nice and neat later. You just want to organize your info. And for that, all you really need is a short description. So basically the name of the credit card or the student loan or the car or, you know, the bank that you have the loan with, the medical bill, whatever it is, just a short description. The current total that you owe, your interest rate is really important. You need to know your interest rate. You might have to look that up. Most people don't know off the top of their head, which is fine, totally normal. So look up your interest rate and your minimum monthly payment. So you need to know all of those. So your short description, current total owed, interest rate, and minimum monthly payment. So once you have all this info gathered up, you want to just line up your debts from smallest to largest balance order, which is, that's what I did, was smallest to largest. Some people have their different opinions about how to do this. But the most important thing here is that you line up your debts in the order that you intend to pay them off. So even if you don't want to go in smallest to order, smallest to largest balance order, hard for me to say, at least line them up in the order that you intend to pay them off. So if there's something that, you know, maybe it's a family loan and there's just been that guilt behind it or whatever the reason is and you want to bump it up to the beginning, I feel like go for it. As long as you are being intentional and you and your partner have agreed on the order, I feel like that is really the most important thing. So once you're all organized and with your debt, you know your descriptions, your total owed, all that kind of stuff, you're going to want to find out your debt-free date, right? Like that's what we want to know. And this can be done by hand and it can be done with a number of online calculators. My absolute favorite resource, which I can link to this in the show notes as well. This is a game changer, you guys. The Debt Snowball Calculator by the folks at Easy Budget. It is amazing. And you guys have, if you have not heard of this calculator, you've got to check it out. I wish that I would have had this when I first got started. So this is basically an auto-calculating spreadsheet where you can plug all of your info in, you can switch up different monthly payments and all of that, and it will help you calculate your debt-free date. So I would highly recommend the Debt Snowball Calculator by Easy Budget. It is an amazing resource to find your debt-free date. Okay, the last step, step number 8, is simplifying your goals. So if you're a normal person, you probably have tons of dreams and goals that you just want to accomplish and they're floating around in your head. But one of my favorite quotes by Benjamin Franklin is failing to plan is planning to fail, right? You probably heard that. Failing to plan is planning to fail. And this means that if you actually want to accomplish something, you need a plan. So first of all, You want to take that cluttered up list of dreams and make them into a simplified list of goals. Not just dreams, they are now goals. And goals are things that you plan to accomplish. So you want to write down a realistic list of goals with a short description, a money amount. The money amount is so important. A money amount of how much it's going to cost you to achieve this goal. So maybe it's become debt free. Okay, well, how much money does that require, right? And then a date of when you want to accomplish this. And if you're married, this is a really great time to sit down with your spouse and take turns writing down your goals and just grow that communication and share your dreams together. Make sure that each person's dreams are heard and accounted for on the goals list. Take turns, you know, maybe like for us, when we very first did this, we needed a second vehicle. We had three kids and a second vehicle was very needed at this point. And so once we were debt free, except for our house, we planned to buy a second vehicle in cash. And that second vehicle happened to be my vehicle. So that was the first thing. And then my husband said, okay, well, I really want a boat. And we had wanted a family boat for a long time. And so that became the second thing on our list. And we kind of took turns, even though both things actually benefited the family in general. We took turns, right? So the key here is turning that dreams list into a goals list. It's actually creating a plan for accomplishing these things. It's not just sitting back and waiting for them to happen. It's not just, you know, throwing together a I wish list and, you know, sticking it on the fridge or shoving it in a desk drawer and not really working towards it, right? This is actually making a plan for your future. So don't be afraid to make some rough estimates for several months or years into the future. It doesn't matter if it changes later. You can always rewrite it. This is just getting those ideas out of your head and onto paper so you can see them and you can start working towards them. So just make a rough estimate. Do some quick math. How many months do you think it'll take you to achieve that goal, right? How much of your paycheck will you have left over to apply to that goal after you've paid your bills and gotten groceries and all that kind of stuff, right? How long will it take you to become debt-free? What do you want to do after you're debt-free? All those kinds of things. And just get that brainstorm list out of your head and on to paper so you can start working towards it. Once you have a good idea of how much extra money you're going to be able to throw at your debt or save, you can actually estimate and you'll be able to accomplish some of those goals on your list because they're going to be written down and you're going to be taking steps towards them. And like I said, even if the numbers aren't perfect or if they end up changing later, because I have tons of old goals lists and they have definitely changed over the years, just getting estimated numbers written down is going to give you so much peace of mind, you guys, okay? So a lot of steps that I just threw at you, so I'm going to go back through all eight of them real quick. So step one for decluttering your budget was to purge your old mindsets. Step two, to organize your paperwork, get you some budgeting worksheets. Step three was to establish a rhythm. Step four is to organize your accounts into bills, spending, and saving. Step five is to simplify your spending. Step six is to simplify your bills. Step seven is to simplify your debt. And step eight is to simplify your goals. Okay? Look, you guys, I totally get it. I used to be sitting right where you're sitting. I was up to my eyeballs in household clutter with a 3,200 square foot house bursting at the seams. I had financial clutter with nearly $500,000 worth of debt, had emotional clutter in the form of depression and guilt and lack of motivation and lack of self-love. And I got to a point where I decided that I was sick and tired of living in the survival mode and that I wanted more out of my life and that I wanted to live the abundant life that I had always dreamed of. And so I started to take steps to take control of my life. And if I can do this, you guys, you can do this too. And I have spent the last 3 years, 4 years or so trying and testing all of the best budgeting methods and getting my family and myself out of a really, really dark place. And now I have taken this message and this calling, and I have started coaching and helping women and their families from all over the world take control of their lives as well. And so, you guys, I have something really exciting to share with you. I am starting a brand new free 8-day challenge that is called Declutter Your Budget. And basically it is the same outline that we just talked about in this episode, all 8 steps, and we're going to do each one of them together 1 day at a time. And this challenge is starting on September 21st. So if you're listening to this before September 21st, you can join live. And it is going to be going on from September 21st until the following week, for the following 8 days. And if you are listening to this later, don't worry. You can still join and you can still get the emails and get the video lessons sent straight into your inbox. Okay, this is an amazing new free resource that I made just with you in mind, and I would love for you to join this challenge. I'm going to put the link here in the show notes, but you can also find it at asunnysideuplife.com/declutter-your-budget-challenge. And there is going to be a link for this as well in my products banner on my webpage. And I would love to see you guys inside of this challenge to help you declutter your budget and really start to take control of your entire life. So thank you again for joining me for this episode. And if you haven't yet, remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, and don't forget to share with your friends and family, especially about this new challenge. I'll talk to you guys next week. You guys, I totally get it. You know, I was sitting right where you're sitting. I was in the thick of survival mode. I was up to my eyeballs in household clutter. You know, I had a 3,200 square foot house full of madness. I had financial clutter in the amount of almost $500,000 worth of debt, emotional clutter, depression, guilt, just lack of motivation. You name it, the emotional clutter was there as well. And I decided that I was sick and tired of living in survival mode and that I wanted more out of my life. And that I wanted to live the abundant life that I had always dreamed of. And I took control of my life, and you can too. And it didn't happen overnight. And I will tell you that it was not always easy, but it was so worth it. So, you guys, I hope that these tips helped you. I'm going to give you all of the resources that were mentioned in this episode and everything that you need in the show notes. So go to asunnysideuplife.com/podcast, find this episode and find the show notes for it, and you can check out all of those resources. And I will write down all of the details for the steps in the show notes as well, in case you need to go back and refer to them. So thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye, guys.